Le'ili nishmas rav klenimish kalmish ben ravili melech. Yivamas perk tesayin mishna aleph. Ha'isha shaholach balav v'tzaras le'medina seyam. A woman whose husband and her tzara, meaning the husband's other wife, went overseas. Uvav amula meis balich. And they came back and they told her, some other aid, or two aidim, they say to her, meis balich, that her husband died. Now the other wife is still alive. Lo tinase, so she can't get remarried. Normally you would think that she could get remarried, but the issue here is that she doesn't have children, and the tzara doesn't have children. She can't get remarried because of the chshash of yibum, that she's now zakuk to yibum. So now why can't she do yibum? Velotis yabum, but she also can't do yibum. Achateda shemu muberes hi tzarasa. She can't do yibum because maybe the tzara is pregnant, and she'd have to wait until she clarifies that the tzara isn't pregnant. It's lav dafka pregnant, the Mefarshim point out. It's really once she clarifies that her tzara didn't have any children. Because if she finds out that her tzara is pregnant, she would have to wait to see that the baby's born. Once the baby's born, then they're pater from yibum and chalitza. Now, obviously, if she's pregnant, she would know, and then she's also, they're all pater from yibum and chalitza. And we're also, Taisyantav points out, we're not choishesh, that maybe the husband had another wife, because we know that he was with this wife, b'medina sayam, and we're not choishesh for him having another wife as well. So Tfar Sol asks, why not just wait 9 months? If her tzara had a baby, she'd be pater anyway, and if not, she should do chalitza. And the Rav asks this question, why not just do chalitza? So the Teretz says, because if she does chalitza, and then we find out afterwards that the tzara had a baby, and then we say, you know what? Since the tzara had a baby, your chalitza was worthless, and you can actually go and marry a kohen. And then somebody's going to not realize that she had a tzara that had a baby, and that's why she's pater from chalitza, and they're going to see that she did chalitza, not realizing about this whole story with the tzara, and they're going to think that a person that does chalitza can go and marry a kohen. And that's not true. So to prevent the takala, we don't allow her to do chalitza. Haysalach chamais, enu chesheshes. If she had a mother-in-law that was also overseas, we're not cheshesh that her mother-in-law had another son, which would be her brother-in-law. In other words, we're not cheshesh that a new brother-in-law was born into the world, that she'd be chayiv to wait for him because of yibum. But, yatsa malaya, but if her mother-in-law went to Medina Sam while she was pregnant, chesheshes, there we are cheshesh. Now, what's the reason the Rav asks? We're choshesh for the tzara in the previous case. We wait to see if she had a child. But we're not so choshesh for this case, where her mother-in-law may have had a yavam. So the Tarot says, by the tzara, any child that she has, whether it's a boy or a girl, would pater her from yibum. However, by the mother-in-law, in order to make her chayiv in yibum, it would only be a case if her mother-in-law had a son that she would have to do yibum to. So since, first of all, there's a suffix, whether her mother-in-law would have a boy or a girl. So now you have one suffix. And then furthermore, even if the mother-in-law would have a baby, there's also a chshash that the baby wouldn't live, even though it's a very small chshash. So now you have most scenarios where she would not be chayiv in yibum. But in this case, where she goes malaya, where the mother-in-law is pregnant, what's different? Because once the mother-in-law is pregnant, it creates a chazakah of a cheskes chai, that most fetuses are going to live. This is one of the pshatim that Tfar Sol brings. Or he gives a pshat that by the fact that the mother-in-law is pregnant, she loses her chazakah that she can go marry somebody in the shuk. Actually, Adarabi says it's almost more of a chazakah that she's cheskes yibum now. But regardless, since in this case, we're not really being somech on the reason that maybe she's going to not give birth, she's going to give birth to a stillborn because of a chazakah that the baby is going to live, because now she's actually pregnant. Therefore, what we're left with is a suffix, whether it's a boy or a girl. And because of that, since now it's just 50-50, we're going to be machmer. However, Yeshua Aymer Eino Cheshesh. So Yeshua says, we're not cheshesh that a yavam was born for her. However, the Rav says, Allah is not like Yeshua.